are back from wherever we went. And Roland, I have something for you.
Uh-oh.
We do this occasionally. Normally it is a question, but I'm going to read something from the poet and author Abraham Hicks.
Mm-hmm.
Listen carefully.
I'm listening.
When you find yourself yelling at someone, we want you to say to them in the awareness of your yelling, "Did you hear me yelling at you? You know what that means, don't you? It means I am not in vibrational alignment with what I want, and you are in my line of fire." Don't take it personally. It's not about you. It's about me. Now, when I read this, I thought of you.
Well, may I ask a personal question?
No, please.
Why would you think of me?
Because when you get angry...
You're telling tales out of school.
No.
That's true. I have a flair.
Yes, you do. And this kind of puts that flair in perspective. Because when you're yelling or getting upset... It is not about you, but please don't take it personally, because that's how you approach the argument. Please don't take it personally.
Yeah, but I don't yell.
No, you don't. But yelling, I think, is just the way of...
What I do is just dismiss.
Dismiss. Well, in your dismissal, don't take it personal. It's not
that's
about you.
Point.
It's about me. I love it, because when I read it, I said, and I wrote it down here, Roland. As a matter of fact, when my wife... who's a big fan of yours, who reads all your poems, she said, yep. but it is done in a way that I've often found, and I've often said to people, if you could define me, and people are all over the ballpark, they're here, they're there, they're every place. When you can get a statement that defines you, I think that's, for some, and this is just me personally,
mm-hmm.
I'm yearning for that statement. That statement that says, that's you. There you are. You're right there in those five sentences.
Well, I think that my children would agree with the poem by Mr. Hicks. I think they would they'd say, yeah, that's Dad.
That's Dad.
Yeah.
But I hear in all of this a lovingness, you see, because it is self-directed. It is not directed at you, so you're apologizing. But it's directed at me because I'm angry. I may be angry at myself,
mm-hmm.
but get out of my way because I'm going to take it out.
I'd like a copy of that put it on my bulletin board and make sure that I read it every morning.
Well, I think if you could find one about me, I would love it. Because I've often said to people, well, tell me a little bit about myself. And they're all over the ballpark. I do not have that kind of an eclectic personality. I know I don't. But this defines someone. I love the way he defined it. It was just real. It's right there.
I will find you or write you a poem.
Ladies and gentlemen, here it comes.
About you.
Yes, okay.
And I'll bring that in next week.
Ladies and gentlemen, you remember it here at 1:20 of this segment? I just find that interesting. I kept reading it again and again, and every time I read it, I could hone in on where he was going with this mm-hmm. particular poem, if you will. And
now, do you know much about Mr. Hicks?
No, I do not. I was trying. Yeah. I didn't have the time to check, but I will do that.
Yeah,
I know he's a poet and a writer. That I know.
Contemporary?
19th century.
19th century. Okay. All right.
So we'll look him up, ladies and gentlemen. We have Roland here. And I'm wondering if my wife or your lovely wife, Ann, is listening, will agree wholeheartedly.
Oh, absolutely.
But you see the way you're saying it? Yes, there I am.
Yeah, I know.
In all my regalia. All right. Well, I love it. I just thought that was something.
Well, I do too. And we have some. We have a couple of interesting guests coming up in the next segment.
Real quick, I have another one very quickly.
Okay, go ahead.
Lao Tzu, Chinese philosopher. Knowing others is wisdom. Knowing yourself is enlightenment.
Ah, yes, how true.
That is also
Lao Tzu.
You.
Love it.
Carl Sabatino, we're loving it here on Smith Sabatino. Hands are going up in the control room. That's Kevin Wolf. We're back. Please stay with us.
America Weekend. Now, Cheap Psych Tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. How much privacy do mom and dad need? And how do you teach your child to respect your privacy? Well, here's the how and the developmental science of it.
I can see you naked anytime I want.
To protect both parent and child, start early and establish a rule about closed doors. Now, it may sound simplistic, but teach your child how to knock on doors. Also, make sure to add a no shouting through the door corollary. Reward when the rule is honored and impose consequences when the door is opened without permission. And make sure your child knows they'll be able to spend time with you later. What's the cheap psychological trick? This simple rule, followed by quality time with mom or dad, makes it easier for a child to tolerate a closed door and their separation from you. Check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Think green.
Harrison with you. The recent five-month Associated Press investigation of America's drinking water found anti-epileptics in the drinking water of Southern California, a sex hormone in San Francisco's water, antibiotics in Tucson's and Denver's water, mood stabilizers in New Jersey, and in Philadelphia, 56 drugs. Jeff Don, Associated Press.
These pharmaceuticals in the water are contaminants that people weren't very well aware of and that have barely been reported on at all.
Turns out flushing old meds down the toilet is bad, because what goes around definitely comes around. Same with flushing paint, Drano, or anything that isn't food. Like old batteries, best to place old drugs in your city's hazardous waste containers. This is Harrison.
Think Green with Harrison at thinkgreenradio.com.
If you're an inventor who would like to attempt to have your idea or invention patented and submitted to industry, call InventHelp. They have free information for you. Call 1-800-405-9878. That's 1-800-405-9878.